studied physics at university.
I did.
Why did you give it up for music?
Well, like I had learnt the violin and piano when I was young. Not terribly well, but I'd sort of had a go at it. So I did have a musical background, and I was passionate about acting. And I think those things percolate along as a hobby. But I really was very committed to them. And when I was doing my PhD, I had a degree of kind of loneliness to do with the actual scientific research. And so I decided to take a year off, take a break, and go and do something just purely for a gap year, and went to the Royal Northern College of Music and met a fantastic singing teacher there called Robert Alderson. And he was as enthusiastic about me as I was passionate about doing it, and so we sort of forged a partnership, and I stuck with it, and to my surprise ended up as an opera singer.
but you were working on research into global warming.
Yes.
And you thought you were going to solve the problem.
Well,
didn't
I think
you?
That,
why
yeah,
was it
yeah.
so difficult?
Well, I think, you know, it was very much the buzz subject then. I mean, as it is still now, but there was a lot of money put into the research. I was working on a satellite that had just been put up into space, and so we had about a 6-month hiatus when we were waiting for the data. And in that 6 months, I read all the research that, you know, had come up to date. And I was amazed, really, by the inadequacy of what we had, because we're talking about climate change, which is over, you know, tens of thousands of years, as opposed to the 20 years of data that we had. And so, in a way, we were putting out a lot of ideas and not really having concrete scientific research to support it. And I suppose at that point I did lose a little bit of my spark of thinking, well, I could propose an idea and I could probably, you know, draft a thesis that would support it, and yet I wouldn't really convince myself necessarily.
Singing's more fun.
Singing's definitely more fun. You do get to wear the odd concert dress.
You do have four children now.